A Civil Contract by Georgette Hare, read by Phillida Nash. Chapter 1. The library at Fontley Priory, like most of the principal apartments in the sprawling building, looked to the southeast, commanding a prospect of informal gardens and a plantation of poplars, which acted as a windbreak and screened from view the monotony of the fen beyond. On an afternoon in March, the sunlight did not penetrate the Gothic windows, and the room seemed dim. The carpet, the hangings, and the tooled leather backs of the books in the carved shelves, as faded as the uniform of the man who sat motionless at the desk, his hands lying clasped on a sheaf of papers, his gaze fixed on a clump of daffodils, nodding in the wind that soughed round the angles of the house, and passed like a shadow over the unscythed lawn. The uniform showed the buff facings and silver lace of the 52nd Regiment. It was as threadbare as the carpet, but for all its shabbiness it seemed incongruous, as out of place in this quiet room as the man who wore it felt himself to be. He should not have done so. The Priory was his birthplace, and he owned it. But his adult years had been spent in very different scenes from the placid fens and wolds of Lincolnshire, and his transition from the grandeur of the Pyrenees had been too sudden, and attended by circumstances of too much horror, to make it seem to him anything other than a bad dream from which he would presently be awakened by a call to arms, or by a stampeding mule brought down by the guy ropes of his tent, or by the mere bustle of a camp at first light. The letters from England had reached him on the last day of January. He had first read his mother's, written in the agitation of her bereavement, and conveying to him in a barely legible series.